Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me here in the studio is Annalee Hershey. She is with the Sitka Arts and Science Festival, which kicks off this Saturday, July 16th, for two sessions, two week-long sessions combining art and science as we explore the world. Welcome to Morning Edition, Annalee.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, can you please give a better synopsis of what the Sitka Arts and Science Festival is?
Yeah. So the Sitka Arts and Science Festival is a number of things. It's a community collaboration between the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, the Sitka Sound Science Center, and the Sheldon Jackson Museum. We have a number of options of ways to participate. We have workshops that are 5 days long and intensive explorations into an art form or a scientific area. We have excursions around Sitka in the afternoons, and then we have evening events where our faculty will share their work and their research, and those are all free and open to the public on the SJ campus.
So this is an opportunity for adults to explore the world through the lens of science, through the lens of art, and maybe even synthesize the two ways of looking at the world and experiencing the world to create something new.
Yeah. It's an opportunity for adults to really be immersed in something. And I think kids get all the immersive experiences, but we wanted to make sure adults get that too. So it's an opportunity to explore an art form or an area of science with more depth than a drop-in class or a few hours would normally allow.
So the first session is July 16th through 23rd. Can you tell us about the faculty and the workshops that will be offered?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for this session's faculty. We have a mix of artists and scientists, although our artists all have a little scientific bent and our scientists are interested in explaining their ideas in a creative way. For the first session, we have author Molly Weisenberg, who's come to Sitka before, and she's the author of Delancey and A Homemade Life. She's also a blogger and a podcaster, and she's leading a workshop about memoir and writing. And then we have Nikki McClure, who's a paper cut artist. She's done a calendar every year, and she's a children's book author as well. And she's doing a workshop called Paper Cuts of Place, where people will explore, go for walks with her, and then create a single image out of a sheet of paper, cutting it out with an X-Acto knife. We also have Rob Dunbar, who's a professor of science and oceanography at Stanford, and he's leading a workshop called Fire and Ice, which will explore the climate science over the last 12,000 years, as well as the geology and oceanography of Sitka Sound and Baranoff Island. And then finally, we have a workshop with Clark Mishler, who's the photographer. He's been photographing Alaska for a long time. His book is Portraits of Alaska, and he has a blog with the same name, and he'll be doing a portraiture workshop, so taking photos of people and looking at how people interact with place, particularly with Sitka.
So each session has a unifying theme. First session is place. Mm-hmm. Second session is more water focused. Mm-hmm, let's talk about that one.
Yeah. So our second session faculty is a little more watery. We have a hydrologist, Christina Cianfrani, some of her work is around just studying water, and then some of it's around sustainable design and building and construction in a way that supports water systems. Her workshop, Water, Landscape, and Ecology, will look at how to communicate science in creative ways. So they'll be collecting data and then looking at different ways to model it and communicate it. We also have Christy Catt, who's a singer and composer, and she'll be doing a workshop leading participants through some yoga, as well as some composition. And she's really excited to work with texts from Alaskan poets and writers, particularly ones in Sitka. So that should be really cool. And then we have Terry Rothgar leading an ancient weaving technology workshop. And folks will get to learn the weaving technique, but also she'll be talking about sustainable harvesting practices and looking at natural materials under the microscope. And then the final workshop for the second session will be with Audrey Armstrong, who's a fish skin sewing artist. And folks will be sewing salmon skins into bowls, really beautiful bowls, because salmon skin makes a watertight leather when you dry it and cure it properly. So they're all really thrilled to be coming to Sitka and sharing their work with all of us.
Now, what about the participants? Has there been a good response?
Yeah, there's been a fantastic response. We wanted to make sure the program was both appealing for people who hadn't been to Sitka before, but also would be a resource for people in Sitka. And so about a third of our participants are Sitkin, and then the other two-thirds are coming from all over the country and even the world. We have someone from Germany and someone from the UK and someone from Canada. So people are traveling from wide and far to come to Sitka for this.
What do you think draws folks to this?
I think it's a number of things. I think it's the interdisciplinariness. I think that's really important and interesting to people right now. I also think a lot of adults don't have the opportunity to dive into a creative practice in a community like this. Like I said earlier, camp is often for kids, but we've had participants write to us and say, like, my art is vital, or my academic work is vital to me, and this festival will allow me to be rejuvenated and to really work through a block in my creative process or a block in my life. So we're really humbled that people are choosing to come to the festival and commit to exploring art or exploring science in a really deep way.
You know, what's really interesting is that folks seem to be engaging with art and science through this festival on a really emotional and psychological level.
Yeah. They've been very generous in sharing that thinking with us. It doesn't feel like a little extra thing you do, you know, for students and retired people. We kind of imagined we might get a lot of people who had a little more time but when we do have those people, and we're really glad to have those people, but we also have people who don't have a lot of extra resources and don't have a lot of time, but are still choosing to invest what they do have into having this experience. And I think having a diverse group of people bringing their experiences and their lives and their stories is what makes it special. So,
what about the faculty? Why do you think they've committed to this?
Yeah, I think for some of them, so we have some faculty are local and some are from other parts of the U.S. For some of them, it's a grand adventure to come to Alaska. For others, I think it's the opportunity to work with scientists or to work with artists. We don't know exactly what will happen collaboratively, but we're excited and they're excited, I think, to see what comes out of a week creating with other people. There are a lot of great artists in the world and scientists in the world, and we sort of dreamed up who could we get to come, and we invited people we didn't think maybe would come, but we also picked people who were great teachers. And I think that's something that's really special about our faculty, is they're both very high quality artists, top in their field, or scientists, but they also have a commitment to teaching and to communicating how they do what they do and why they do it.
What about you? What brought you to this festival?
I'm from Massachusetts originally, and last year I was doing research about the National Endowment for the Arts and their grants. And I was Googling around, and I was like, oh, what do they do in Sitka? And I saw this project online, and I thought, whoa, this is so cool. And I clicked around on some websites and saw that there was a job opening. So it was a little bit of a whim, but I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad I got to work on this project, because it meant I got to meet so many community members in Sitka and so many different people in different groups, and that's been a real privilege for me.
Are there still openings for people to participate?
Yes. Yeah. Some of the workshops in the first session are full, but people can find that information online. In the second session, there are still openings in workshops. But everybody is invited and encouraged to come to our evening presentations, which are free and open to the public, and will be a really wonderful way to hear from the faculty themselves and interact with them. So
the website is sitkafestival.org.
Mm-hmm, sitkafestival.org, and we have more information about the workshops and the faculty and a place to register there.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Annalie.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Annalie Hershey. She's the festival manager for Sitka Arts and Science Festival. First session kicks off this Saturday, July 16th, runs through the 23rd, and second session is July 23 through 30. The website is sitkafestival.org.